고승 그 백원의 자재로 내 샹이 드쳐지 마루부 토메네 사디존 탐셰샤 개파게 와남 라제이론 코르와마 돈바둘레주네 롤라츠티콜로코르와당 다젠게남장추첸
Turn to page 97. And then at the bottom of the page, you see the short mandala offering. So let's offer the short mandala.
Saji perki shushing meto
Okay, nice walking. So we complete studying the death, which is one of the basic bodies, three basic bodies. So now we are going to study in the medium state what happens between after death, what happens, like where you go, like how long you stay between rebirth and death, like that, okay? Called Pardo, in the medium state. Oh. Didn't you know where to stop? We remember last time.
Yeah, we were getting ready to start the description.
Continue going further.
There was a question, what example is there for the existence of such an intermediate state? And then the answer, like when we go to sleep, the four signs.
Got it.
After that.
Pardo. Par. The tibetan word par means between. Between. Pardo. There's a between. Between dead and birth. Pardo. Pardo. This is long. Remember, Luden. Pardo. Luden. The watch is that. Luden. You got it. Luden. The low midge. Or say, Mush. The song. Jay. So no need to explain every single detail here. So the only the critical, the most important. Okay. Pradita la chichung chizam cheja prasi rangla dilaje. So then the very last moment that subtle consciousness remained between these two. Mishibi tiglis, like undestructible, what is it called?
Indestructible.
Indestructible drops, you know, there's like drops of rich from mother, the wife from father. So, just like, so then out of the, as a force of karma, it kind of shakes. So then consciousness descends from there. So the external sign that you see the red blood from the nostril, then the white blood goes out of the tip of the organ, so that's the external sign that consciousness already left the body. You may not see that sign if the body was exhausted by long period of sicknesses, so that you may not see that sign. Then person could remain inside the body like 18 days, like 20 days, like 14 days, depends, like if that person managed to use the understanding of shunyata on that moment, so then that automatically you kind of like because this all this dualistic view is automatically disappeared. Dualist not through meditations. There's a way to eliminate the dualistic view through meditations on doing meditation on shunyata. Through that way before you die, you could eliminate dualistic view. So that requires meditations, you know, require effort. So then at the very end, you know, that dualistic view kind of like the gross, not talking about the subtle one, gross dualistic view do disappear because of the death resolution process. And the very end of the death resolution process, that gross dualistic view disappear because there's no, all the gross mind is all deceased. So that's usually dualistic view because of, you know, gross mind. So all the gross minds pretty much cease. So therefore, you know, so there will not be dualistic view. So then what you see is like something like clear, like something totally empty, nothing there. If you experience that kind of empty of dualistic appearances before you die through meditations, so then you may able to recognize that moment that you automatically experience, and you recognize, then use your knowledge of emptiness, then you could stay there 14, 15, 18, 19 days. During that period, there will be no smell from the body. Body will be fresh, and it's almost like that person just sleeping there, you know, almost like that. There's all the aura is just there. So, then if you are very familiar with Hatha Yoga Tantra teachings, so there is possibility that you may achieve like illusory body or rainbow body, illusory body. Did you ever heard of a rainbow body, illusory body? Could happen inside the body or could happen, you know, outside the body, you know, so like that. So that, you know, required also like knowledge about Hatha Yoga Tantra, generating stage and accomplished stage. So then the basic enlightened. So if not, then we will be liberated from samsara for good. So that's how, that's the one reason why that's called meditative, deep meditation states. Or could be 2 weeks, 18 days, that happens. It's still happening nowadays, it's still happening. Some monks, they do remain there 18 days like that. So then sometimes, you know, for, as I mentioned, last Wednesday, people hold on or hang on there like for different reasons. So maybe clinking on some kind of possessions, persons, possessions, wealth. So then that case, there's like special rituals that you can do to, you know, speed up the, to basically force the consciousness to leave the body, because there's no really good reason being there. There's no really good reason, just like some kind of, like some form of attachment. So then right after that, then you become pardo. Oh yeah, so so actually there's like six types of migratory being. Three higher, like God, demigod, human. Then like hell realm, petal realms, animal realms. There's six types of migratory beings that you see in the philosophical text. So any this is more like debate things, you know. So, but I'm going to explain. So in the future, if you see something, make sure that you don't get confused. So any of those migratory being has to belongs to these four types of birth. Pardo is one of the four types of birth, but it's not belongs to any of those six types of migratory beings. So that's something to, if you debate in the future, so there's something to think about, okay? So any of those six migratory beings has to be one of those, belongs to one of those types of rebirth, birth, four types of birth, what belongs to, needs to belong to one of them. But something that part of the four types of birth, one of those types of birth does not have to be six types of migratory being, which one? Pardo. You can say Pardo in front. So there's something that, Tine, what else? So of course the Pardo is like miracle birth, so all the organ happens simultaneously, doesn't go through the process like human, like birth from womb. So this kind of takes time to develop all the organs, you know, one by one. It's like miracle birth. It's like simultaneous, have all the organs. And of course, that every week goes through small death, but there will be no cross as I mentioned before, miracle birth, there will be no cross. You don't see a cross. So this then Ombokunza, Tome death, Mido then the Tisaos. So Vasubandhu, one of the Indian masters, wrote this Abhidharma Kosha text, the Treasury of Knowledge in English, chapter number 3. This talks about all different types of realms. Desire realm, within the desire realm, there's 33 celestial realms. So there's form realm, formless realm, the life, the lifespan, how you define morning, the evening, the size of the body, all of that. Explained in chapter number 3. So chapter number 3. There's a detailed explanation. Of course, the Pardo is also there. Pardo being Obokunsang, Tome Dens. Pardo being could go to wall. Wall doesn't stop them, could go to the wall. So only object they're stuck is the mother's womb out of karma. Because of the karma, they're stuck in the mother womb. They could not go through mother's womb. Besides that, they go through everything. The wall doesn't prevent them, you know. So then, Ombokunsang Tome the middle, then the Tisa was Tisa. So mainly remain on to support the life. So mainly remain on smell. Mainly remain on smell. Oh, therefore, as I said last Wednesday, the remaining family member, they take this sur practice very seriously, because that part of being rely on smell. So every evening, every morning, you make this roasted barley flour, mixed with three white, three sweet, mixed with them, do some rituals. So then you offer that, you burn them outside. Only like that. Okay. Oh, just for part of the being, because why they rely on smells to keep. The life force. So, then each the small death every week, this kind of dies, go through this death process every week. So then, if after the end of the death, if they take rebirth, so then it's finished. If not, so then the second week, third week, fourth week, 50 week, 60 week, 7 week. So then you, by the force of karma, you have to take some form of rebirth, because that's the maximum lifespan of Pardo. After that, you don't call Pardo. It's going to be any kind of rebirth. Okay. Then the Vesa Pardo, I think this text say Mushi is the what's called actual ground, what's called you see if the part of even the part of being sees their own his or her own body.
Actuality of the levels.
That's the name of the text. Actual valid of levels, saying which, so composed by Asanga, Arya Asanga, wrote seven textbooks. This is one of them, saying which, Shido, Nanda, Dhamma, Sadhana. So there's like, so this kind of like actuality of the levels. Supposed to be the name of the books. This is the name of book. No, the books. Say Mushi. Maybe we'll see how they're translated here by Tibetans. If I can find. here. Five teachers of Asanga. Five teachers of Asanga. Shido Namjundo Gundo. Maybe the dangerous of the Gundo. Maybe say Mushi or Dunnami. Chunsawa, that's not one of the texts. Sorry, my mistake. So, I don't know. I say Mushi Suina. Okay, not that difficult to find, but this is not from Aya Asanga, so that's a mistake. Not from Aya Asanga. So I thought that Aya Asanga wrote these five trees, I thought it's one of them, so it turns out it's not one of them. Say Mushi the songs that is mentioned here. Yeah, it's not important, so nobody's going to ask you, I think.
Oh.
Say Mushi.
The main treatise on the stages is another translation of that.
Say Mushi, this is the treatise of Say Mushi. Sadeva.
Bhumivastu.
Or is my mistake, or like person who wrote the dictionary, that's his mistake.
Part of the Yogacara Bhumi.
So then if the part of the Yogacara Bhumi, then I am correct. So part of it, I used to, this written by is a part of the Yogacara Bhumi, so then it's written by Aya Asanga. So one of those five treaties, okay, well, for the sake of knowledge. So in that text it says even Pardo sees the bodies lying down on the bed, you know, so like men don't recognize. Why? Because chromically disconnected with the body, so that's why. Now how like So now how you can tell like what kind of rebirth you're going to take. It's like countries that descend from seven deaths. You can read it, please.
This is on page 53 in Death, Intermediate State, and Rebirth. So the mode of exit from the body after death. One who is to be reborn as a hell being exits from the anus, as a hungry ghost from the mouth, as an animal from the urinary passage, as a human from the eye, as a god of the desire realm from the navel, as a yaksha from the nose, as a god of magical accomplishment, or as a probable human from the ear. If one is to be reborn in the form realm, the exit is from the middle of the brow, and if one is to be reborn in the formless realm, it is from the crown of the head.
So that's what is said in the that's like one of those texts. usually taught, directly taught by Buddha. You know, it's not treatise. Treatise like taught by Indian masters such as Nagarjuna, Asanga, Basubandhu, Dignaga, all of that. That's called treatise, like commentaries on the text that directly taught by Buddha. Yu, mainly, is like Tantra teachings that directly taught by Buddha. That's called Yu. It's one of that here. There's like few volumes of that. So one of those texts mentions like that. I don't think it's that is definite. It's just mentioned. It's just for the sake of knowledge, you know, just mentioned. That if you wonder, then how, who will know? Yeah, there are different levels of clairvoyance you can develop based on shamatha. After shamatha, when you achieve shamatha, different levels of clairvoyance you can gain. Then certain clairvoyance allows you to see every single shape and color, like 5,000 miles, within 5,000 miles, every single shade of color you can see. The normal eye cannot see. That's like one of the clairvoyance related to the eye, the visions, clairvoyance related to the ear. You could hear every single sound 5,000 miles. I'm just saying just 5,000 miles, further than that. Within the range of 5,000 miles, every single sound you can hear, if you have this clear voice. So then some of the clear voice allows you to see 500 light before this, and 500 light after that, something like that. That's, so then sometimes people could gain that authentic, identical one reciting large quantity of mantras, the identical one. You could then, sometimes the people just born with identical one, they can just see and there are also medicine mentioned. I don't know what kind of medicine, also substance mentioned. I'm not sure what kind of substance is that refers to the mushrooms. I'm not sure what kind of substance people do have to see something like yeah, so as some people say, if you find a coral nest, I'm not sure how many of them, like not just one, a couple of them, if you find them, if you throw in the water, you know, naturally runs down, it never runs up, if your water runs down, throw them, so then among those nests, one stick will come towards the water. Doesn't go to the, no, the water will not carry down, it comes up. If you manage to pick that stick, so then you become invisible. Something like that. There could be maybe something, I'm not sure. Anyway, so it's not, that's not, that's why, you know, some people who possess clairvoyance, they do see not how the consciousness descend, which of those seven doors, not just that, or they could also see the pardo, they could see pardo. Some people see, you know, if they have clear voice, they can see. And also, human pardo, they can see each other's. Human pardo, they can see each other's. The human pardo probably has ability to see animal pardo. Animal pardo could not see human pardo. Human pardo could not see the pardo being from celestial realm, they could not see, but celestial realm pardo being could see human pardo and all of that, you know. So, oh yeah. Then, Sumit Chora was, so it's not definite, it's just letting you know, it's not definite. So this was a lute on Ninga and Namjapo, Shavangarina. Mega de luji na no namche po na to ma ni ga de po ya te ne luji chi so so no gosu po sha ga imi ji ni kang ba ta te wa ni ga yi chi po shi da de wa ni zo de kang ba da mi ji na na ni ga so so go so ni no te ne ne ta da do ga be tu do de ba le shi ba to kang ba so ni ne ta da lu wa ga be to ji ji na ji de ga su 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 te ma da ji So I just explained that, so I won't explain that one. So the rest, no need to understand. It's kind of for the debate. No need to understand. No need to know. So the Pangzui Shiva, now the size of the body, if you wonder like how the human body looks like and how, what is the size of the human body, Pangzui Shiva, Zambuling be me, Pardo, Shiva Longa, Zambuling me, Pardo, Zambuling, no, so there's like four continents, there's lives like all these four different human realms. So we are called Northern World, human from Northern World, for Zambuling. That's what it's called?
They just say this world?
Yeah, Northern World, Zambuling, 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 means part of our part, though. It looks like Chiba, probably baby, it's like a baby, 5 years and 6 years old baby. Baby?
You.
Or child.
Child.
Yeah, so a child. 5 or 6 year old child looks like that. Me, Pardo, Chiba Longam, Lord Tukla, Madam, Zendet, the Shay, and Taji, don't give a muscle. Not definite. We just give you some idea, it's not definite. Zendet, there's like the commentary on Abhidharma Kosha. Of course, there's many, many commentaries. Zhe Rangde, that's written by Vasubandhu. He wrote the root text and he wrote the commentaries. Zhe Rangde. So I'm not sure which one of them. Zhenje means like a commentary on Abhidharma Kosha text. Namde Chevache, Ngendu Pardo, Chavan Napo, Gangwan, Simumunai Chavatos. If the Pardo heading towards lower realms, then it particularly hell realm, it looks like kind of dark, color-wise, kind of looks dark. Then you perceive, Nambukabu, the Pardo that goes to the higher realms, it looks kind of like white color. Simudayesha, not white like this, not like, it's almost like moonlight, wet, like that kind of white. Nyamjuwa, Chapatabi Nyamjuwa, Sai Mujisus, same again, the same text. So now that's the aspect. Can you read this, please? Aspect.
Asanga's actuality of the levels says that to an intermediate being of a bad migration, there appears an outstretched black flag, or night pervaded by darkness.
Mm. So this is good that now that does mention Asanga.
Yes.
In many cases in Tibetan text, they just name the text, and you have to figure out who wrote the text. You know, so I think it's much better. So because memorization is a big part of our education systems, somehow they expect you to know the authors. So because a lot of memorization has been done, so it's helpful if you name the author, so then you don't need to figure out, spend a lot of time, so you know, so blaming the, so blaming the person who translated this, the dictionary who wrote it. So this text, the truth is that the text is written by Asanga. That's the same thing. That's all this, the before the same text. The new color, now different color.
Whereas
this is just for the knowledge. It's not maybe it's not important. It's just for the knowledge. So we are starting here anyway. We go through this, okay? Kado chapter, different colors.
Whereas to an intermediate being of a happy migration, there appears an outstretched white cloth, or night pervaded by moonlight.
Mm. Kado chapter now. So these are nothing to explain. So then, can you please continue to read?
Color. The Sutra of Teaching Tananda on Entry to the Womb explains that the intermediate state of a hell being is like a log burned by fire.
So what's the name of the text?
Sutra of Teaching Tananda on Entry to the Womb.
Yeah, Gawanganjuki, that text especially explains the process of rebirth. Gawanganjuki, so that particular sutra, that's only explains about how the rebirth takes place, the process of rebirth. That's called Gawanganjuki. I never read the text. Maybe somewhere here. Maybe I read, not being mindful, because this text has been read multiple times at monastery, not one by one, but end of the line, there's 100 people in the line. The whole volumes, the last person at the line, in end of the line, he kept the whole volumes of books, then he sent page by page. Then if the 100 people get 100 pages, so then it depends, you know, like some people read very slowly, some people read very fast. If you have like a lot of people who can read very fast, you'll finish faster. If you have a lot of people who's reading slowly, so then you may, you know, ask somebody help. You know, so that depends. In the very beginning of the line, if that person reads so fast, so then it goes fast, then you know, then maybe you may not be able to get chance to finish the one page. Then you end up saying that you are not allowed to talk, but you can say backside below two lines. That's all you say. Then other person will just pick up, and you could say below front side three lines below. Or then there's some term they use. You don't need to talk like that. They just say. So through that, I think I read probably many times, but don't remember. By the time when you get the page, it's the middle of the page, and then title is already gone. Title is already gone all the way up there. So through that, probably read many times, but you know, of course, just reading, not even you know, just studying there in the monastery, probably reading, but just reading there, not understanding what's reading, what I'm reading. So I'm just reading the word. Gaumanjubi, one of them, probably somewhere here.
So the intermediate state of a hell being is like a log burned by fire, of a hungry ghost like water, of an animal like smoke, of a god of the desire realm or a human, gold, and of a god of the form realm, white.
So then, you know, this introduces, well, it's also good to know there are people see things. See shapes in different color could mean something, but you have no clue. You don't have no knowledge what you make up, you know, you don't know anything, you just. So maybe, you know, so it helps, how is it, knowledge is important, need more knowledge. So for anything, need more knowledge. So it gives you more, how is it, tools to figure things out. So these are the colors. Oh. What is it? So you finish that? So that get a little bit complicated because the way the text, the root text has been written, and people have hard time mean to see the shasuchis. And that the root word, you know, that did not say much, it's just short line. Mean to see the shasuchis. So you don't know, it's like before death or before rebirth, and people get a little bit confused. If you read the root text, chapter number 3, it all says, Ngunju Sive Shatsuchin. That's all it says, one line that describes this, what is called?
Shape.
That describes the shape. There's only one line, Ngunju Sive Shatsuchin, root text from Amitabha Kosha. So then need to interpret it or explain, Ngun. previous. Word Ngun means previous. Siva means like life. Shatsuchi means that looks like a previous life. So now previous based on rebirth or based on death, or then, you know, death get a little confused. So if you debate, you know, so if sometimes people misinterpret it.
Vasubandhu's Treasury of Knowledge says that an intermediate being has the fleshy aspect or physical shape of the prior state of that migrator.
Yeah, prior state. So that get confused prior to death or prior to rebirth. And so then, you know, that requires a little more thinking. So then eventually you will figure it out. Oh? And this is prior to rebirth, not prior to death. So then prior to death, then it's going to be like you. It's going to be looks like you. That's not the case. It's going to be looks like the one that you are going to take rebirth. If you're going to be born in the celestial realm, it's going to be looks like being in the celestial realm. That's like prior refers to the so that prior, so that we let me get anyway, sorry.
So the prior state of that migrator as which it will be reborn.
So now then, please continue.
There are four states.
Oh, yeah.
The first, the birth state. The first moment of connecting to the new life. The second is the prior state. Existence from the moment after connecting to the new life until the death
state. Persists. You understand? When you read, understand? No. Oh, can you read the circular, please? Can you read?
Prior
state. If you understand that, that's good. Then I don't need to go through this explanation.
Existence from the moment after connecting to the new life until the death state. That was the second one. The third one, the death state.
No.
Existence during the last period of death or at the time of experiencing the clear light of death.
Can you continue, please continue.
And the fourth is intermediate state, existence that occurs between the death state and birth state.
Can you continue?
Mistaking the mere words of the term. Mistaking the mere words of the term prior state, some assert that an intermediate being has the physical aspect of the former life. Also, others, seeing a Sangha's explanation that it has the physical shape of the next life.
So this is like, this is critical when you debate, it's critical that everything needs to be clear. It needs to be crystal clear. You can't just live like, oh, I guess that's what it is. You can't guess. You have to be 100% definite. That's what it means. So then when you debate, that's why you debate. You try to get the truth out of anything, that you have to be certain. You can't just, oh, I guess this like this before like this. I guess this like that. You have to be precise. So that's why this explanation is why it's no, why the author is explaining. Then, if you are interested, please continue. Did you find interesting? Yeah, please continue, read. Yeah, continue.
Also, others seeing a Sangha's explanation that it has the physical shape of the next life assert that it has the physical aspect of the former life for 3.5 days and of the next life for 3.5 days. Tsongkhapa's great exposition of the stages of the path explains that these are only fabrications without correct sources.
For the word prior in the term prior state is prior relative to the death state of the next life, but not to the intermediate state. This is because Vasubandhu's treasury of knowledge says, possessing the fleshy form of the prior state that will occur, using the future and not the past.
Yeah, so that kind of like puzzle. So the puzzle in Tibetan, so that you can read, and that requires a lot of thinking. You have to think. So now prior refers to where, which, you know, then you, so actually debate is very good. I think the debate in the monastery is very good for prevent Alzheimer's disease. You know, so that you really need to think and not just think many hours of you trying to figure it out, like, what is the best way to explain? If I say this, it goes against this book. If I say this, it's going to go this book. So then, you know, so it's super dead. And then it makes you think so quick. You know, somebody asks you some questions, you already have 100 different, or you already thought about 10 different ways to answer. Other person who is questioning you, they also have like 20 different ways to debate you, you know, so like that. Quick, no, there's not much time, you have to be very quick, and somehow it really helps and keep your brain sharp. So then memorizing like 24, 5, 30, 50 words is not that big deal. You can, within hours, you can probably memorize 50 words quite easily. You can memorize like that. So, But that's just, you know, this just trying to, there's one line, there's all this old commentary, now it's just trying to figure out what this line means, that's all. So, but, you know, whether you understand that or not, if you understand, part is going to happen. If you don't understand that, there will be no part. It's not like that. There will be part, though, no matter what. Oh, yeah. So now you figure out? You understand? Oh, good. So now how the Pardo being moves to that. So easiest way to figure it out was Pardo, miracle birth, every organ, all the organ will happen simultaneously. So that's why, that's because it's a miracle birth, that's why everything happened simultaneously. Then yeah, so to read, if you can figure it out, then we'll talk next week, next Sunday, next Wednesday, okay. So now the movement, so we need to move, okay. So now almost finished, isn't it?
Mode of movement. Asanga's actuality of the levels says that an intermediate being of a god proceeds upwards, of a human straight forward, and of a bad migration downwards head first.
We've got one thing that I like to mention, like if you probably have seen the laying Buddha on the right hand, you know, like reclining Buddha, whatever you call. So that very like the positions, that the laying positions is kind of like it's kind of blocked all the draws that consciousness could descend then born in lower rebirth. So that kind of sleeping positions kind of blocks most of this the draws that, you know, consciousness descend, that just explain if you go through there, so then we learn. So then that's why that Buddha, you know, reclining Buddhas, like when the Buddha passed away, so that's how Buddha passed away. So that kind of this whole position kind of blocks the draws, all this, pretty much all these draws to consciousness to descend, pretty much blocks. So that's just, it's not here, I just want to share, you know, so if you ever wonder, so why, not that. So that's the reason behind that is pretty much all the draws kind of block. And then, so, then yesterday I said like, energies through the right channels kind of like fuels anger, fuel angers. Energy through the left channels kind of fuel attachments. So then sitting positions, meditation sitting position, you kind of like when you meditate, when you sit like water across, half water across, what is like, even the physical structure is kind of like block the channels that kind of like energy that run through the channel kind of contribute to anger and attachment. You automatically kind of block that, the way you sit kind of blocks, temporarily block the channels to run the energy that kind of contributes to anger, you know, so like that. So then, in the right, the left, right, then energy that, you know, not saying that every single energy that runs through the right side channel will cause anger, no, but energy that cause anger is running through the side channels. Energy that cause attachment is running through the left channels. So not every energy that comes out of there comes that cause attachment. That's not the case. But the energy that cause attachment doesn't run through the right channels, it runs through the left channel. So that's why sitting position, you kind of bend, and it's kind of like temporarily, you know, like try to control energies through sitting position, try to control the energy through sitting positions. So then, you know, the what do you call 3 poison attachment, anger, ignorance. So the ignorance, that's hard to control. And the energy that runs through the central channels, that, you know, probably you can't really control through sitting positions, physical positions, you can't really control that. You know, so that's like, that's challenge. That can only control if you manage to send the energy through center, if you manage to open the central channels, so that's probably the one way to do, or that's the only way to do. Open the central channels, try to push the energy through the central channels, and untie all the knots. There's many knots, upper part, lower part. Then that, you know, like the drops from the crown chakras flows through the central channels. So that happened, time of death, it happened automatically. That's why, you know, you kind of, you have this experience like recognizing or emptiness, shunyata, you have the experience automatically. So that you could have the experience before, way before you die through prana yoga. So that, you know, in the highest yoga tantra, there's many teachings. So then you clear the central channels by sending the energies through central channels. Slowly you manage to do that. Does require strong concentration. Without that, impossible. Impossible. Without that, without concentration, impossible. So then you manage to clear the channels. So then you can draw down the white drop from the crown chakra all the way to the tip of organ. So then bring it back. So then you experience this great bliss, joy. So then very bliss, then you're trying to utilize that bliss to recognize emptiness. Oh. So then that's how you clear ignorance. When you utilize emptiness, so that's the only difference between Sutrayana and Tantrayana. Sutrayana, normal mind recognize emptiness. Tantrayana, that very bliss, the great bliss, the experience, that bliss recognize emptiness. That's why it's the process is much quicker. It's not just you experience the bliss, that drop going down, you experience that drop going up, you experience multiple bliss, not just going down. And that you control the process. It's not like just, so normally people engage in the sexual activity, just go so fast, you can't control. But then through that channel and chakra practice, you can control how fast the drop should go down, that you can control the speed. And of course, it doesn't go out of the triple organ, it just, you can, through the power of energy, you can bring it back. So then you again experience another bliss. So that very bliss, so then recognize emptiness, so then that's the way to eliminate ignorance. So that's why, say, the energy of ignorance goes to the central channel, it's hard to control. That's what I mean, hard to control. So two side channel energy you could control by sitting positions, you could control temporarily, but central channel is hard. Then unfortunately a lot of people are misinformed about this tantra practice, and people, very, very unfortunate, very, very unfortunate. A lot of people misinformed about tantra practice, and then a lot of people fooled by that. That's not good. So it's unfortunate. That's, I think, what happened when tantra become very public. That's what happened. It only told a small group, people who are education-wise, people who are well-prepared, knowledge-wise, well-prepared, then best, and some experience. So then, if you teach, then, could get enlightened within this short lifetime. Otherwise, so just creating cause for more suffering. That's all. So, and that happens. It happened in the past, happening now, probably going to happen in the future. People misinterpret tantra teachings. A lot of people that kind of like falls under that misinterpretation, so they create more suffering, and that's all. Instead of eliminating suffering, cause more suffering, so then that's not teachings meant for. Teachings meant for to liberate. That's very unfortunate, I think that's the one reason Buddha Dharma, Buddhism deteriorated in India, because misinterpretation of Tantra practice contributed to deterioration of the Buddha Dharma as a whole in India. Needs to be careful. When people say something, needs to, if you have some knowledge, it's more like you are not going to fall into that trap. Otherwise, it's creating more cause for suffering, that's all. Reclining Buddha, just sitting positions, is blocking most of the doors that consciousness could descend, maybe. That's not definite, if the consciousness descends from those, one of those doors could go to lower realm, but there's this very reclining positions kind of automatically blocks most of the door. That's why Buddha, passed to Parinirvana like that position, for the knowledge. So now Pardo is kind of finished, right? Pretty much, Chukila. Pardo is pretty much done. So then what do you do as a community, what you do, how you separate memorial, how you handle the memorial service. Yeah, memorial service goes 49 days. It's not just one day, get together and finish. Then next day, nothing happens. It's not like in Tibetan, the Buddhist traditions, 49 days. You think about the deceased person, loved one, 49 days, and you do something every week. You know, so then week number 4 is kind of important because more likely it will take some from rebirth, the week number 4. So if not, then there will be 3 more weeks. The week number 4 and 7 is considered some kind of importance. So then how you know if somebody died today, how you know the first week, if the person died on Tuesday, then next Tuesday is the 1 week. There's no like I said something, you somebody don't like what I said. I said no, because I read textbook. So anything that I know has to have source. Not just it's not good enough if somebody says. Well, that's not good enough. That I need to see some textbook where it says what, how it says. So anyway, Towa Jive Challenge, there's like one practice that continues by doing your great-great-parent does, your parent does, you does, it's just passed on by generation to generation, but you may learn by just looking. Towa means you just see. Dream is continuous. Challenge is the practice that continues by seeing. Or you does that, then someone does that. Nobody questions, it's just doing that. So then sometimes could be a mistake. So when you look at the text, that's not how you... Now majority of the people doing that, so you are the only one who's trying to correct, that's hard to correct. You know, so there's like 100 people doing the same thing. So all of a sudden you say, oh no, that's not how you define the first week. That's how you define the first week. If the person dies before noon, then afternoon, that's how you define when the first week is going to be. So then I decide, okay, not to argue with Gisambo, so let him decide. I let him take care. So then... People ask, you know, how to define. So next week, Tuesday, that's like morning, evening, morning, afternoon. So if you die in morning, there's something to go next. The week next, how you define the day is going to be a little different if you die afternoon. So then after Gisambo said, no, that's how it's been done. I say, okay, then, no. So anyway, next time when you ask, if you wonder when you need to go to Gisambo. Ask Gisambo, so Gisambo will tell you. So what will be the next day? Some family member, close one, so go to Gisambo. So then Gisambo will say, that's how it's been done in monastery. So that's probably, that's called practice continues by hearing or listening, seeing. Not necessarily book or somebody's out there.
It looked like there was some disagreement on whether the migratory being could change type after, let's say, 7 days dying. Is it going to be the same type of migratory being for the next 7 days?
No, the Pardo can could be redirect.
Okay, so that's what you're trying to do when you're helping the person?
Amount of merit that you dedicated for the deceased person, so that power of the merit can redirect the pardo.
Okay, thank you.
If the pardo is going to take rebirth in the form realm, formless realm, then it's hard to redirect. Almost impossible to redirect. Human realm, like animal realm, that Bhadra can be redirect. So we are really carried out by all my garbage here. So okay, now I think Bhadra is completed. Bhadra, so the study about Bhadra is now done. So now we move Tama Dabi Juluji Junction, we should be a case. I think that's pretty much about part, okay? Pretty much about. So then, only thing now, how to celebrate, how to handle the memorial service, and then, in particular, in Tibetan Buddhist traditions, Tibetan communities, remaining family take very seriously this 49-day memorial service, take very seriously. Whatever wealth they left behind by the deceased persons, so big chunk of that you dedicated for their well-being. You dedicated for their well-being. So then after that, you could talk to some horoscope, some astrology. You could talk to some astrology. Then the astrology look at the chart of the persons. So there's also what do you call like sign of birth. Sign of, it's called jeta, sign of birth. That's what's called sign of birth. Sometimes people make statues, tankas, things like that, based on the person's chart. So you don't have to wait till your death. You can make it now, you know. So then make offerings. Then you can create a lot of merit, you know. So, and my mother saw that according to her chart. But Tibetan, you know, the reading Tibetan chart is not that. I think for Western people it's a much better chance because you know exactly what day, what time. Tibetan. My generation, my parents' generation, didn't know. So now new generation probably didn't know, especially if they're born in this country, they know exactly. It's been written. So then most of them, you just guess, oh, maybe something you know, something you don't know. If you have record at home, so then maybe you know. So then that based on that, then you look at the chart. So then based on that, then you make the sign of birth. For my mother, so it's like medicine with the pure land, according to chart. So then my sister has, so now she's making offering every day. So you don't have to wait to make that sign of birth till after your death. You could make now. So that's something that also that the Tibetan people take very seriously, you know, statue or tanka, so they make for the deceased persons. So that's, these are the things that we do in Tibetan community. And then you try to finish that before 49 days. If you're making that after a person's death, so then you try to finish that before 49 days. You make every effort to finish that. Or maybe buy something that's already made. Or then, you know, if not, then I think most of nowadays it's easy. Most of the statues or paint panga, it's your choice, you know. You could make statue or tanga. It didn't say. It just said medicine Buddha. You could make statue or tanga. It doesn't say you have. It doesn't say statue or tanga. It just said chinesic. You could make statue or painting. So you can make that. So that now a lot of people they do way before they die. They do just do by themselves. You can look at the chart. You don't have to wait until you're there. So then after that, you know. So then that's the one thing that quite common in the lay communities, monastery, like Sera monastery, we don't, then of course in the lay community they do a lot of things kind of like most elaborate way. The monastery, the big monastery where they really study Buddha's teaching, very simple. They don't do very elaborate things, you know. So then the but anyway, the point is that family take very seriously these practices for the deceased people. They take very seriously, sometimes too serious, too elaborate, you know. So and especially in the lay community, so if you see like there's not how it's been done in the university, Buddhist university, where they study, where they know Dharma, where they study Dharma in very depth, they don't do that elaborate. It's dead and it's finished. But 49 days, you know, do with all the monastery, the lay community, they all do. So so that's about like you say celebrating memorial, not celebrating. How you say memorial service? Mm-hmm. What do you call it? You call
service? Service or ceremony?
Yeah. Ceremony. It's like memorial service. That's how the memorial service has been handled in the pretty much Buddhist country, particularly Tibetan Buddhist community, you know. That's how memorial service, I think, then there's nothing. So then we'll touch a little bit, maybe 2 minutes left, so maybe begin a little bit with the, make sure don't stuck in the part also, talk about rebirth. So now, how to take rebirth? So, Padova ti mai nga do chewal ne bala ne su ngon do chi ne ba sun da thaw chi gyu de ma ne me ge da ne ge thada de ne ka bi ma chi da ne wa ko chi ju ju de ba pomo ni pinzu cha ku shin te ba de sun ngon do chu ba ta us. So this is probably very foreign to your ear, you know, probably never heard this before. So can you read this one?
Taking birth. The sutra of teaching Tananda on entry to the womb says that in order for an intermediate being to take rebirth in a mother's womb, three favorable conditions must aggregate and three unfavorable ones must be absent. One, the mother must be free from disease and at a time of non-menstruation. Two, the smell eater must be nearby and wish to enter. Three, the male and female must desire each other and meet. Four, the mother's womb must be free from the fault of its center being like the shape of a barley seed, an ant's waist, or a camel's mouth, and must not be obstructed by wind, bile, or phlegm. Both mother and father must not have faulty seed in the sense of either the semen or blood not descending, or of the one descending before the other, or, though they descend together, of either being rotten. Six, the smell eater must be free from the fault of not having accumulated an action for being born as a child.
You know, so like that time there's no machines to see. There's no machine to see. The house, somebody knows that they're doing, as I said, quantum physics becomes so popular in the West. It's only taught 2,500 years ago. The West is very new. It's not, Buddhism is not new. It's already been taught 2,500 years ago. How do you know? You know, so now here, quantum physics, people are like, wow, this is not a new idea. The Nagarjuna already taught quantum physics. It doesn't call quantum physics. Idea has already been there 2,500 years ago. There's nothing new in the West. You know. All these things, there's no machine to test. But they do know if there's a problem in the womb, what kind of problems, it explains. So, marja, maya marja, neji idan dawa. What is it?
Six, the smell eater must be free from the fault of not having accumulated an action for being born as a child of that male and female, who must also be without the fault of not having accumulated an action for becoming its father and mother. This is similar in meaning to the statement in a discipline scripture that six states must be manifest. A smell eater who has these six conditions sees in an illusory manner the father and mother lying together. Due to wanting to copulate, if it is to be reborn as a male, it desires the mother and wishes to separate from the father. Whereas if it is to be reborn as a female, it desires the father and wishes to separate from the mother.
Yeah, but this from here to this session, scientists have no clue. They probably don't talk about Pardo, so they have no clue like how the this all these explanations is like maybe after maybe 50 years or maybe 100 years, they say, oh, we found this. It's all different taught. It's not nothing new. You know, so who knows?
Then when it begins to embrace the other that it desired through the force of previous actions, it does not perceive any part of the body except the person's sexual organ, whereby anger is generated. This desire and hatred act as the cause of death, and the intermediate being enters the womb. The Many Levels chapter of Asanga's Actuality of the Levels says that, whereas the father and mother are not actually lying together, the smell eater mistakenly perceives the semen and blood as such. Vasubandhu's commentary on the Treasury of Knowledge, however, explains that it sees the father and mother lying together.
So in one session I was just wondering, like, I'm not sure which one. The child is here, that means boy. Child is here, left, that means girl. How they know? There's no, now they have your machine to what you call there's no sonogram. How they know? So now I was curious, is that correct explanations? So now you can see. Before you can, there are people who can see to clairvoyant, but they are not through machines. So now I was wondering, it's maybe not here, so now time's over, so maybe next Wednesday. I was just wondering about that for a long time, so. It'll come somewhere down there. It'll come. So then you. Opportunity to prove is wrong, or opportunity to amaze, how they know. So they know it's a boy or girl, they know the, because the locations. Okay, thank you. So now, next Wednesday, that's the last class for the decision process. Okay. Then most important things, you know, so whether you are able to put into all of this into practice or to recognize or not, positive mindset, that's something you can count on. Positive mindset. There's something does not require much knowledge, but you can count on positive mindset. That's the best way to die, with a positive mindset. Whatever ways you can contribute to personal thing, something good doesn't have to be practiced. It can be stories, you know, telling their life story, wonderful life stories. That no people should not disturb, should not do anything that disturb dying person's mind. That's not good. Everybody should try all their best to contribute to good set of mind. That's the best chance. Practical level, whether we can put all this into practice or not. So that's the hope. So that hope requires study and thinking, not just once the blue moon, thinking again and again, if that's the goal, to grab that moment when it happened, I want to grab the moment. So there is now time to think a little bit, read, not just once in a while. So so then that's, you know, it very much depend on your practice, your knowledge, and how well you understand all of that. The positive mindset doesn't require that. Positive mindset thinks something positive now, you know, so then according to Zapatri Rinpoche, or that's Zapatri Rinpoche, highly recommended to think something positive. That's very doable, you know, so doesn't require much knowledge, much practice. So then other than that, you know, everything requires effort or dedications. So without that, you know, it's hard to it's hard, it's not easy, so sorry to say, but you know, if I say it's easy, that's a lie, it's not good. No, it's possible, it's very possible, but it requires some knowledge or some study or practice, okay? Oh yeah.
Page
Thank you. Good night. Oh, yeah.